From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning and happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. Happy St. Patrick's Day this Sunday.
I know.
Doing a little corned beef and cabbage, you know, are
you? Dang straight. Mother-in-law makes the best.
You know, it's not Irish. It's American. I was watching Alton Brown last night. Mm-hmm. They're doing reruns of Good Eats, and he did How to Corn a Beef. And I'm like, too much trouble. Hey, I've got some great tips for having a great St. Patrick's Day. One of them that I like, don't drink. Right.
That's funny.
Hey, enjoy some green scrambled eggs. You know, the kind with green food coloring, not the kind that Denny's serves. But I'm bummed.
Just don't be scared when your pee turns green.
Oh,
what?
You cannot turn beer green using blue food coloring. You would think blue and the yellow.
Yeah.
No. The blue food coloring makes it turn turquoise. You really need to put green food coloring in your beer.
Green.
Hey, start your day off with a traditional Irish breakfast. Pour a Guinness over your Lucky Charms.
Ba-dum-bum. Yes, I like that.
Familiarize yourself with the St. Patrick's legend by Googling snakes and then scrolling past all the articles about Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin.
Jeez.
Just some tips.
Just some little tips.
Enjoy your eat. All right, so we got St. Patrick's Day taken care of. We got that. We got one licked. Hold my beer.
I got some Irish in me.
I do, too. You know, Mama Van Camp is Irish.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, yeah, she's got the red hair and the whole bit.
Yeah.
My son's got red hair, red beard. Both my sons got red beards. So, there you go. I'm a little bit Irish.
You're a little bit Irish.
About half Irish. Maybe
top
not
of the
morning
to your laddie.
Thank you very much. All right.
Faith and Begora.
Time for the news. What's going on?
News. This is our national nightmare.
Oh, this is news.
I'm excited because we have one.
It's been a while.
Thanks, people.
Thanks for being stupid.
And the hits just keep on coming.
Right.
And about our national nightmare, seems the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
They decided to part ways with Aunt Becky.
Oh, wow.
Lori Loughlin, you're out of here.
Done. Stick her with a fork.
You betcha.
Wow.
Yes.
That was quick.
Oh,
and
yes.
And divisive, I want to say.
Yes. Yep.
I think we've seen the last of Lori Loughlin on the TV screen.
So after she was charged in that college admissions scandal and her daughter, Olivia Jade, lost her deal with Sephora Cosmetics as
really?
Well.
Really? Okay,
yes.
So she's done too.
She's done.
Wow.
So the network said, quote, "We are saddened by the recent news surrounding the college admissions allegations. We are no longer working with Lori Loughlin."
No longer working.
No longer.
Wow.
Nope.
Wow.
"And we have stopped development of all her productions."
Wow. All of them. Oh,
no
my gosh.
More Hallmark movies for Lori Loughlin.
There's going to be a big hole in their Christmas schedule this year because they had 15 movies with
her. Hey, Lori, I don't think Lifetime wants you either.
No. I don't think anybody wants her now.
No. And, okay, wait for it. You ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Lori Loughlin has also reportedly been dropped from... Dun, dun, dun... Fuller House as well.
Wow.
That's a big one.
I mean, you would think she drugged people and, you know, had sex with them in a hotel.
Right.
I mean, God, I mean, this is bad. I get it, but it's not Bill Cosby bad. I mean,
it's not.
You know.
It's not Bill Cosby bad.
I don't even know if this is as bad as Charlie Sheen. I mean, now, I think they're getting what they deserve.
Yes.
But this happens all the time.
Oh, yes.
This is not like this.
This is not new.
The privileged people in the world get their kids into colleges, usually because they join the alumni, and it's the alumni that sneak the kids in. And there are kids that have played high school basketball and football and baseball that didn't have the grades to get into these schools, but they got in anyway, miraculously.
Depending on how wide they spread this net.
Yeah.
This is just stemming really from one guy.
One guy.
Now, at the same
time.
Who,
by the way, made a ton of money.
Yo, $25 million.
He's going to have to pay it back.
Now, there's.
Probably gone.
They were tipped off by an elitist, like a CEO or something like that, who was being investigated by the FBI. And so
that's usually how this happens.
In order to try to get out of some of it,
yeah,
he was just singing like a little songbird.
You know it. That's how they get most of these guys.
And that's how they got their tip to get on this. Now, Lori Loughlin is, I think she's a B-lister or a C-lister.
Because she's on the Hallmark Channel. It's like, okay, she's got a reality show or had. Sorry, but, past tense.
But it's had. She had a career. It's actually interesting to watch everything that's happening to her. Felicity Huffman doesn't have any work right now.
And nor will she.
Oh, and Target really doesn't want to do anything with Mossimo anymore. No.
That's Lori's husband.
So,
Mossimo.
Yeah, so yeah. Lori and her husband might be looking for work.
They won't be getting a job at Target either, so maybe they can go to Walmart.
They won't get a job at Target, so you might see them at a Walmart near you, but maybe Walmart won't even stick
that low.
What
about the kids? What about the girls?
Well, you know what? I thought, because there are students that are filing suits against the schools.
Yeah.
The kids do.
Well, they knew after. I don't think that they knew that they were getting cheated to get in, but I think they knew once they got in, it's like, wait a minute. How did you get us in now?
But they stayed.
I heard that the girls are mortified. The word is mortified is what I heard.
So both of Lori's daughters have withdrawn from USC over the mask to avoid haters.
Oh, I would too. Yeah, because they don't got a chance now. Have no chance.
Yeah. We're also hearing that a woman whose son tried and failed to get into some of the schools involved in an Operation Varsity Blues.
That's what they call it.
Has filed a class action lawsuit against Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and dozens of other people involved. She wants them to pay no less than $500 million.
She won't get it.
She won't get $500 million.
She won't get it. And I doubt she'll get anything. These people are not, they're ruined. It's their own fault.
There's a list of who she's filing against, though.
Well, here's the deal. Lori Loughlin and Mossimo, I think it's Giuliani or something's his last name.
Yeah, Giuliani. Yeah.
They are ruined. They are ruined.
Yes.
And Lori will never work. She'll never work again in this town. By golly.
By golly.
She was lucky to work in this town anyway because she was a woman of a certain age.
Yeah.
And in a profession that is not kind to women after the age of 35. True. Just ask Sandra Bullock. So, you know, or even Julia Roberts to some extent, you know. So she's lucky to have had work, and now it's gone.
Gonzo. She's been voted off the island.
She's been voted off the island. And we have two with that. Have yourself a safe and sane St. Patrick's Day weekend, would ya? And we'll see you Monday morning if we're not too hungover. Have a great weekend, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.